Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. And we're going to begin reading at verse 15. Isaiah 59:15. The whole chapter is good. The first half of the chapter is talking about wickedness and injustice in the land. You know, we live where most of the governments of the world are pretty wicked. And ours is no exception. You know, just because we're not a communist state or whatever, you know, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, it's a whole different story. And God is speaking about these types of nations, and he says truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. Anytime you see the arm of the Lord in the Old Testament, particularly oftentimes it'll say the right arm of the Lord, or the strong arm of the Lord, or the arm of the Lord, this is idiomatic of Jesus. He is the arm of the Lord. Jesus is the arm of the Lord. He is the intercessor. He is the go-between between a holy God and a sinful people. And Isaiah is writing, he says, God looked around at the nations and saw this wickedness, and that there was no go-between. There was no intercessor for this wicked world. And so he said, I will be the intercessor. I will use my right arm. My arm is Jesus. I will anoint my Holy One, and he will become the intercessor for a wicked, and he will, his own righteousness, it will sustain him. For he puts on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He puts on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. We're talking about Jesus here. According to their deeds, according he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, the coastlands he will fully repay. And so they'll fear. They don't fear God now, but they'll fear. God's right arm is Jesus. He's going to put on the robe of his vengeance, and they'll fear. They'll fear the name of the Lord from the west and the glory from the rising of the sun. Now, what about his children? Oh, well, when the Lord begins to work, the enemy begins to work. Have you ever noticed when you always have a great Holy Ghost experience that the devil is always right behind it? Have you ever noticed that right after a mountaintop experience, the devil's waiting at the bottom of the valley? Amen. Well, when the glory of the Lord rises of the sun, the Bible says when the enemy, then the enemy will come in like a flood. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Aren't you glad that we have a promise in his word? God does not lie. If he said it, he'll do it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Against him. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, against him. Against your sickness, against your poverty, against your fear, against your depression. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is going to raise up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion. And those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My Spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. Mm-mm. Hallelujah is right. The enemy. We have an enemy of our soul. If you think you don't have an enemy, you're not saved. Because when you got saved, the devil put a big crosshairs on you. And God forbid you be called to the ministry. It's even bigger then. But you know what? It's okay. Because there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord is going to raise up a standard against him. The enemy. Jesus told a parable about wheat. The wheat is the harvest. The wheat are souls. And he said that the servant came to the husbandman and said, while we were sleeping, an enemy has sowed tares in the wheat. An enemy has sowed tares in the wheat. Do you know the enemy of your soul is closer to you than you think? Jesus said sometimes a person's enemies will be in his own home. The enemy has sown tares amongst the wheat. Sometimes my biggest problem is not the world, but it's the ones who call themselves Christians. Because those are the ones that hurt you the most. You're not hurt by some Joe Blow on the street. You're hurt by the people that you love, the people that you are closest to. These tares are sown in with the wheat. An enemy has done this. But when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. Don't you fear. Don't you contemplate, well, my Lord, what am I going to do? Because we understand this is just the way it is. When you got saved, welcome to the battle. This is just the way it is. The enemy is going to sow tares amongst the wheat. It's going to be someone close to you. It's going to be something close to you. It's going to be something that the devil's going to try to do. But do not fear, for the Lord will raise up a standard against this enemy. And you do not need to be afraid. You do not need to lift your hand in trying to defend yourself. For the Lord will fight for you. He is yours. You are the sheep of his pasture. You can rejoice and stand firm on the word of God. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west. You know what? When I get afraid, I need to remember this. You say, oh, Brother Rod, do you get afraid? Oh, sure I do. The devil, you know, just like God is always speaking, the devil is always speaking, isn't he? And, you know, we've got to make sure we listen to the right voice and ignore the wrong one, don't we? But he's always speaking. He's speaking doubt and fear and unbelief. That's his three main arrows that he shoots at the child of God. But you know what? When I read my Bible, it says, the enemy, they will fear the name of the Lord. They will fear. These tares that have been sown in the wheat, they will fear. It doesn't say, I will fear. It says, they will fear. What are they going to fear? The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are blessed. It is that place of hiding. It is that place of safety. It is that place of strength. There is a place I can go. There is a tower I can run to. His name is Jesus Christ. He is an ever-present help in time of need. And when I run to him, these tares, these wicked people, this force that's coming against me, they will fear the name of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus was walking. I'm still talking about the enemy. Jesus was walking the streets of Galilee, and people possessed with the devil. You know what? I know what the devil thinks because we got to read it in the Gospels. The demons are talking to Jesus. Say, you don't know what the devil thinks. Listen to them. Here's what they say. Jesus, you son of David, have you come to torture us before our time? The enemy is afraid of Jesus. Now, wait a minute. When I read my Bible, it says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I'm not afraid. They're afraid of me. They're afraid of you. When I walk in on the fullness of the power and the anointing of Almighty God, they're saying the same thing about Tom. They're saying the same thing about Cindy. They're saying the same thing about Dwayne. They're saying the same thing about all of us. Jesus is shining on the inside. God is in me. Greater is he that's in me. And the demons, this enemy of our soul, is afraid of you and me. Verse 19, so shall they fear. R.W. Shambach said, you got a message for the devil, put it on the bottom of your shoe. Because that's where he belongs, under your feet, amen? You're going to tread on serpents and scorpions. You're going to tread on... Somebody awake in here. You're going to tread on serpents and scorpions. You're going to stand on the neck of your enemy. Your enemy will not prevail against you. You will prevail against him. You are greater. He is under your foot. Come on, church. Listen to what I'm saying. We got the victory in Jesus. We got the victory. The Apostle Paul, he tried to tell them, fellas, I don't think we ought to shove off. I don't think we should take this ship to Malta. They wouldn't listen to him. And then the great storm came. How many of you guys know that if you're a Christian, you're going to have some storms in your life? And a lot of times, they're great storms. And God, the devil doesn't send some little breeze across your path. He sends great storms. And this great storm began to pound the ship. And the Bible says that all the men on the ship, all hope was gone. How many of you ever been there? I've been there. All hope. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no hope. But the Apostle Paul came to him. There was an angel that came to him. The angel of the Lord showed up and said, be of good cheer. There's a storm pounding my ship. What are you talking about? Be of good cheer. I'm about to die. You don't know what I'm going through, God. Be of good cheer. But God, you don't understand. My world is falling. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. And the Apostle Paul comes to him. He's passing the message on. Men, be of good cheer. They look at him. Is this man nuts? And he says, for the angel of the Lord stood by me this night, and not one of you will perish. Not one of your hair of your head will perish. How can he say that? The angel of the Lord stood by me this night. The angel of the Lord stood by me this night. The angel of the Lord stood by me this night. I know that I'm going to make it. How do you know? Because the angel of the Lord stood by me this night. And he said, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I have sent my son Jesus Christ to testify to the churches. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it. The devil is a liar. You're going to make it. It's going to be all right. It may be a storm that seems too big for you, but it's not too big for God. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it. The angel of the Lord has stood by me this night and said, be of good cheer. It's going to be all right. Come on, come on, church. Let me hear what you say. It's going to be all right. Abraham was not Abraham. He was Abram. He was an ordinary guy like me and you. Do you know God changes ordinary people into extraordinary people? He picks a nobody and makes them a somebody. He was Abram. He's just another Middle East guy with a long robe and a stick in his hand. Abram married just an ordinary woman, Sarai. And then one day God breathed on them. You see, when Jesus breathed on his disciples, he said, receive the Holy Ghost. And when we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, we become not Abram, but Abraham. And not Sarai, but Sarah. It is the breath of God. It is the Holy Spirit that changes my life, changes my circumstance, changes my situation. You know what? I'm just nobody. But when the Spirit of God comes on me, I'm going to dance like David danced. When the Spirit of God comes on me, I'm going to sing like David sang. When the Spirit of God comes on me, I'm going to kill giants like David killed giants. When the Spirit of God comes on me, I've got the devil's number. He is going to lose and I'm going to win. Doesn't matter how big the storm is. because the Holy Ghost comes on me, and then strength comes in me. Amen. And I square my shoulders and I look him in the eye and say, go ahead, make my day. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead, make my day, devil. You should have killed me when you had me, but it's too late now. I said it's too late now. Viola, it's too late now. He should have killed some of you when he had you, but the Spirit of the Lord has come upon you, and it's too late now. It's too late now. It's too late now. Hallelujah. Now, after he renamed Abram to Abraham, after the Spirit of God came on, then he said to him, son, hold on till the promise comes. The promise was a son. Well, Lord, I've been holding on for 20 years. I ain't getting any younger. Hold on. Lord, I've been holding on for 30 years. I ain't getting any younger. Hold on. Lord, I've been holding on for 70 years. I ain't getting any younger. I'm 90 now. Hold on. How much longer do I have to hold on? Just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. But Lord, look, I'm past my days, and my wife, she's not far behind me. Lord, how long am I going to have? Just a little bit longer. You see, barrenness is a type of the enemy's actions. The devil brings barrenness. He brings barrenness of hope. He brings barrenness of peace. He brings barrenness of joy. He will rob you of everything that God has put in you and made it good. But I'm here to tell you, it's not over till it's over, because you are no longer Abram. You are Abraham. God has breathed in you the Spirit of God, and you can wait until the promise comes. And mark my word, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I'm hanging on, maybe with my bloody fingernails, but I'm hanging on because I know God is faithful. If he said it, he'll do it. And if he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. And when it comes, I'm going to birth that thing. And it's going to be laughter. Isaac means laughter. I'm going to birth that thing. And I'm going to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has never yet been told. And then I'm going to eyeball the devil and say, ha, 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 ha. I outlasted you. And God is faithful, you liar. He is faithful. It didn't look like he's faithful. You told me he wasn't faithful. I waited for decades, but he is faithful. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Amen. Baby Moses, the deliverer. They said, kill them all. Kill every baby there is. Kill them all. Doesn't that just sound like a devil? Just kill them all. I know. Aren't I funny today, Dev? Just kill them all. But one little mama had hope. And hope puts it in the hands of Jesus. You see, the ark, that little basket, they called it the ark, is Christ. And when you put your baby hope in the arms of Jesus, he will carry him down to safety and raise him up as your deliverer. Amen. How many of you have got a baby tonight? Maybe it's a little bit of hope that your situation is going to change. It's just a little one. It's just a small one. It's an infant of hope. It hasn't grown into great faith. It's just a baby, little hope of baby. It's a baby Moses. Don't hold it. Don't hold it close. Don't protect it. Put it in the arms of Jesus. Sow your seed in the arms of Jesus. Put baby Moses in the ark and send him to safety. In days and weeks and months and years, he will come back as your deliverer. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. When the enemy of the Lord comes in, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Glory to God. Glory to God. They're killing them all. They're killing every baby. David said, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come nigh to me. You know what? Other people will die. Other people's marriage will fail. Other people's future will be bleak. Other people's finances will fall through. It's not coming near to me. I'm a child of God. I'm standing on the rock. I have put my hope in Christ. I have put the baby in the ark, and it's safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. Amen. The enemy came in like a flood. The enemy. There is an enemy of our soul. The enemy came in. It came into Saul. God raised up David. The enemy came in to a lion's den. Daniel came out the next morning. The enemy came in to a fiery furnace. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hand me that calculator. Oh, they didn't have calculators. Hand me that Abacus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Didn't we throw three guys in the fire? I see a fourth man walking around. He looks like the Son of God. I thought we were going to kill him, but the Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard against him. It doesn't matter how strong the fire is. It doesn't matter how loud the furnace is crackling. If God is in it, you won't get burned. If God is in it, you won't be consumed. If God is in it, you're coming out the other side, church. You're coming out the other side. And when Christ is in it, you don't even care whether you come out or not. Hey, you three Hebrew kids, come on out of there. Do we have to? Jesus is in here with us. We just soon stay in here. All right, I guess we'll come out. Why don't you smell like smoke like everybody else? Why don't you burn like everybody else? Why don't you carry scars? I've thrown everything I can at you, the devil said. Because greater is he that's in me. Because Jesus is with me in the fire. Jesus is with me in the trial. Jesus is with me through all that the devil is throwing at me. When the enemy of the Lord comes in, God is going to raise up a standard. The Spirit of God is raising up a standard today. Glory to God. Ezra. Here was one of my heroes in the Bible. You know, there's a lot of great heroes like Daniel and all these people that did great things. But Ezra did something that is humanly possible. I'm not saying it's humanly possible, I guess, to fight a giant. It's not humanly possible to go into a fire and come out unburned. That's supernatural. People don't do that every day. But people do fight political parties. We saw, remember, the Tiananmen Square, the guy standing up in front of a tank. You know, that's something someone with a little bit of faith can do. It's a natural thing. Ezra did a natural thing. God put upon him to do something, to go back and to rebuild the wall, to rebuild the temple. It was time to go back to Israel. It was time to rebuild. The 7 years of captivity were up. God put upon him. He went back. And what he faced was the little foxes. You know, the Bible says the little foxes spoil the vine. Not all of us will ever get thrown into a fiery furnace, but we will get the Chinese water torture. The little foxes, the little poking, the little words of discouragement and doubt and fear. People coming to you saying, you won't make it, you can't do it, you don't have what it takes, you're weak, you're fearful. The little poking, the little dripping, ongoing, ongoing, ongoing against the work, against your calling, against your anointing, against your destiny. And the enemies of Ezra came, and the Bible says that they're laying rocks with one hand and they're guarding them with a sword with the other because of the fear that the enemy is putting upon them. And finally, they deliver their most powerful blow. They begin to laugh and mock Ezra. And they say, are you going to build this wall with these burned stones? I mean, the stones had been burned from when 7 years earlier they burned the city. And the stones are black and charred and they're weak. And that's all they got. And so they're mocking them. Has the devil ever mocked you, made fun of you, laughed at you? You've heard him ridicule you and say, you don't have what it takes. Are you going to build this wall with burned stones? And Ezra had a choice that day. He had a choice like you and I do. He could have hunkered down in fear of the ridicule of the lies of the enemy who has come against his soul, or he could have squared his shoulders. And he did. And he simply said, yes. You see, God is building a body of believers at Faith Fellowship, and every one of us carries scars from the battle with the enemy. We are all burned stones. But aren't you glad that God builds the wall out of burned stones? Aren't you glad that God uses, people like me who've been married and divorced more than once because I carry scars, or men like Tom that have brain injuries? And aren't you glad that together with us, we make up the wall that the devil can't get through? All of us burn stones. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Go ahead, devil, make my day. Hallelujah. Burn stones. One day Jesus came in the temple. He opened the scroll and he read from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, the recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised." Are you bruised this morning? Jesus is here. Amen. But that same anointing Jesus passed on to you and me. For it is our ministry to do what he did. It is our ministry. We are anointed to set at liberty them that are bruised. We are anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. We are anointed to do what Jesus did. And we are going forward to do that today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 21 again. "As for me, says the Lord." You know, sometimes people forget to put God in the equation. Well, I'm this, and the devil's that, and I'm this. Well, what about the Lord? Where's the Lord at in all this? "As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them." You can write your name there if you want. It's a covenant with you, Cindy. It's a covenant with me. It's a covenant with all of us. "My spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth." You know, sometimes we get discouraged and we don't say the word of God. We say what we feel. "I feel like I'm going back to the last time." And you know what? We are. I'm not belittling that. I'm not belittling our trials. We all have them. But do you know what the Lord does? He lets us have a good cry, and then we're right back to where we were. And then he says to us what he said to Elijah. "All right, you done? You ready to get on with this thing now? You ready to set all that whining aside? Because I have anointed you not to speak fear, but to speak my word. You can have a cry. You got emotions. I made them. Now, begin to do what you know is the right thing to do. Begin to call the things that are not as though they are. Begin to proclaim what God has prophesied over you. I shall live and not die. Go ahead, devil. Make my day. "As for me, says the Lord, it's my covenant with you. My spirit is on you. My words I put in your mouth, and they shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants." I'm saying that over and over again on purpose. You see, it's not always just about me. My life I'm living is an example. It's the Bible that my sons and my daughters are watching and reading. And how I respond to the attacks of the enemy is going to speak very loudly to them, because they are me tomorrow. And this thing is bigger than just my pain. This thing is bigger than just my trial. This thing is bigger than just what the devil is doing to me, because God is going on to the next generation and to the next generation. He's the Ancient of Days. He's been around from the beginning. He's going to be long past me. It's not just about me. It's to my descendants, to my descendants, nor the mouth of your descendants or your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. Amen? Forevermore. I said it this morning in Sunday school. That's why it was fresh on my mind, was because I had thought about it preparing my sermon. You know, it was the Holy Spirit that brought Jonah here that connected me back to Revival Tabernacle. Because I know that I am here today, not because I'm special, not because I'm anything great, but because I had a praying grandmother. Amen. And she prayed, and her son Leonard carried on Revival Tabernacle until he's gone. And then there's a grandson named Roger, and there will be a great-grandson from who knows what part of the tree. But you know what? This is what God said. He said to Geneva Cobb, my praying grandmother, that I'm making a covenant with you, and the word is going to go forth, and it's going to go forth from your descendants and your descendants' descendants forever, because that's the kind of God I am. Amen? That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. He's not just looking out for you. He's looking out for the word to go forth on and on and on. Descendant after descendant after descendant. Why? Because the enemy who comes in like a flood, God will always have a man or a woman to speak on his behalf. The devil's eternal. We, outside of our, you know, outside of our body, are eternal, but just as men in this three-dimensional, four-dimensional plane, we're not eternal. Our bodies will die. But God will always have a remnant. God will always have someone to speak for him. It might as well be me and you. It might as well be me. I might as well be the one. Choose me, Lord, choose me. Now, I want to look at two other verses, the next two verses in chapter 60. Arise, shine. Come on up, Nola. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, the deep darkness, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I know there are some here this morning that need prayer. I'm not going to pray for you. I'm going to let somebody else pray for you. We can't preach this message without participation, amen? There's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. We are all fellow servants, amen? So if you need prayer, I want you to come forward. If you want to pray for someone, I want you to come forward and pray for them. I'll pray too, but I want us to lay hands on each other. Come on, you know who you are. Come on up. Let's pray for one another. The Bible says, pray for one another. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. We're going to sing Arise Shine. We're going to sing that song as we pray. And I'll help you pray too. We're not all going to just, hallelujah. Arise. Arise.
Arise.
Shine. For your light is come. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Arise. Shine. For the light is come.
Oh, we lift these up to you right now, Father, in
the
name of
Jesus.
For the
glory of the Lord.
No weapon. No weapon formed against me is going to win. When the Spirit of the Lord comes in, when the enemy comes in, the Spirit of the Lord is going to raise up a standard against me, against the enemy. Thank you, Lord. We've got victory in Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Glory to God. Of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Thank you, Jesus.
our eyes shine, for the light is come.
Oh, yes, Lord, I'm going to shine.
Glory of the Lord is risen, the glory of the Lord is come, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine, for the light is come.
Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen, the glory of the Lord is come, glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
All right, here's what we're going to do before we close. Lay your hand on your heart. We're going to have a proclamation. We're going to have a proclamation. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
The enemy.
Of my soul.
Has sown tares.
Has sown tares.
Very close to me.
Very close to me.
But I am confident.
That when the enemy.
Comes in like a flood.
That you.
Will raise up a standard.
Against
him. And I will win. I will not lose.
I will win.
I will not fail. For I will proclaim. What you have said. Regardless of my circumstance.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen.